Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We're doing our storylines heading here into week number 16, right? So this is all your storylines from week 15, kind of what we'll be watching for. I think the big thing is the injuries. So we're going to be watching, you know, the status of Russ. He actually cleared the concussion protocol, but they didn't keep him in the game. You know, they held him out of this game. So we'll watch that. Colt McCoy banged up as well. He finding himself in the concussion protocol in this game. So that game turned into being something very different than I'm sure the broadcast partners were thinking about when that game was put on the schedule early on in the schedule, you know, in the scheduling season. So those will, I think the big thing right now will be just injuries, right? I think that's going to be really the big thing that we're watching for and just sort of, and trying to process. The running back position, you got Jonathan Taylor. It looks like this might be a season ending injury to his ankle. I'll be really curious to see sort of what the market does on him, right? Again, it's, he was a running back one last year. And like, he's a really good player. But it was a down running back one season. He's banged up basically all year this year. He's not going to post a top 24 seasonal finish. 861 yards. He had 152.4 total points. And that puts him at running back 17 in points per game. You know, all right, take out, you know, I guess if you take out the game where he basically essentially didn't, you know, he didn't play really. He got hurt early on. You know, the numbers bump up a little bit, but I think, you know, there's going to be a reaction to this would be kind of my hunch, right? I don't think it's any novel thing. And I'll be curious to see sort of what the, you know, what the market looks like. Is it going to be, you know, him versus 101? Right, where does that kind of go? Over at Keep Trade Cut right now, it has Taylor still at one. It actually has Breece Hall at two, which is curious. And then the early 2023 first. I'd be surprised if 101 goes behind Breece Hall. I'd be surprised at that. Kenneth Walker, three. Christian McCaffrey's at running back four. Barkley's at five. Etienne's at six. Jacobs is actually up to seven. Joke's on everyone else. That's hilarious to me. But yeah, I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see how, and if you start looking, right, if you start looking around at the top of the position, all right, you got a 24-year-old Jonathan Taylor coming off of injuries. You got a 22-year-old Breece Hall coming off of injury. Kenneth Walker has been a bit banged up this year, but I don't think it's anything long-term. McCaffrey will be 27. Barkley will be 26 on a second contract, potentially a new team. Etienne will be 24. Jacobs will be 25, potentially on a new team. Eckler's going to be 28. Javonte Williams is going to be 23 coming off an injury. And Nick Chubb will be 27. Swift will be 24. And Stevenson will be 25. Those are your top 12 running backs right now. I just think it's an interesting, you know, where do you, some of the players from this class fit in. I think it'll be really interesting. And I think, like, there's some stuff that I'm working on for the book that I think is going to shed some light on, you know, how we should kind of think about the tier after that as well. So I'm pretty encouraged by the possibility that Taylor ends up being kind of a little bit of a buy low this offseason. So we'll be sort of monitoring that. Again, I think early on in the offseason, one of the things that my research has found is that you really do want to pay up for an elite running back from like the depths of running back, because the depths of running back are substantially more vulnerable to the pressures of the offseason than the elite running backs are. So I think Taylor will be kind of locked in. Again, this isn't really like a long-term injury. He didn't, he didn't blow out an Achilles or anything like that. It's a high ankle sprain. And you know, that's something that he'll recover for and probably be fine within a month or so. So, And be, you know, he'll probably be walking around fine pretty soon as well. All right, so that's really your sort of JT update. I think there's a split between Moss and Deion Jackson. I haven't studied it fully in terms of the stuff. I'll cover that in snap reactions, but I can get the actual numbers here for you. I know that it's funny because I actually turned on the game and I think they had gone for it or something. And it was like some sort of like toss sweep, like misdirection play to Zach Moss. And I was like, that's never the right answer to whatever the question was asked was not the right answer to any question. But yeah, he went 24 carries, 81 yards. And then Deion Jackson went 13 carries, 55 yards. Yeah. I think Deion Jackson, just the more dynamic player. I don't think Zach Moss is particularly dynamic. But yeah, we'll see sort of what they, and Zach Moss, of course, they traded for him in season. And then when Taylor was hurt earlier, they gave the job to Deion Jackson. So I think we'll be watching kind of that this week. Maybe that's turns out to be a counterfeit injury away type situation where we had Deion Jackson. But yeah, it does not look like Taylor is going to be back, and it's the same ankle he's been banged up with. So I would imagine that they just shut him down. All right, some additional stuff here. It looks like Lamar Jackson might have a chance to play this week. Tannehill as well was banged up with his ankle. So hopeful that they'll play this week. And then Mike White still probably going to be out for this Thursday's game. And then Wilson cleared the concussion protocol, didn't play. You're going to have to watch for McCoy. Tyler Lockett probably out for the fantasy playoffs. Dr. Chow over at, I think it's Six Sports now, is how he pronounced it, Pro Football Doc. He suffered a fractured first metacarpal in his right hand. He will more than likely miss week 16. And could potentially return in week 17, but week 18 is the more likely return. It has to do with putting some sort of, I believe it's a screw in his, it's a spiral crack in his first metacarpal, which can typically be fixed by you insert a plate and screws to stabilize the fracture. And which would allow him to play again. Is it a 1 week absence or 2 week absence is more of the question. And that's pretty much the stories that we're watching for. You know, I'll detail a little bit of movement in some of your injury away stuff at running back. But I mean, I think the big thing we're watching is injuries this week. And then, you know, just trying to optimize, is Brandon Cooks back? Are those guys back? You know, does it become, you know, how do we think about a guy like Chris Moore again, performing, he was on, it goes 4 for 42. Like, you'll take it from a streaming wide receiver. You'll 100% take that. But yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting week about just tracking injuries and trying to figure out these situations. Turns out that Burkhead was actually a fraudulent, injury away guy. And it's a split between Dare Ogunbowale and Royce Freeman, which sounds like some sort of, torture, device. So, yeah, so that's pretty much the story here. We'll just be tracking all the stuff. I'm recording this on Monday. I will have stuff for you out Monday. At the time you're listening to this, I will have tight end snap reactions out as well. I'll work on running back, wide receiver probably today, hopefully quarterback tomorrow. Your waiver stuff will come out Tuesday as well. And then all your trade stuff will be ready for you on Thursday morning. So, that'll pretty much do it here for this edition. Until next time, continue to embrace the variance. We'll talk again very soon.